Pianist Andrew Bird plays his instrument with metal strings, thank you very much. He also sings, he whistles, writes lyrics, composes film scores. He may even leap tall buildings in a single bound. And he creates songs that can sometimes hover between the ethereal and pop.
Did you give it away?
Let's Give It Away, off Andrew Bird's latest CD, just out. It's called Break It Yourself. We should also tell you that Andrew Bird is an NPR Music headliner at the South by Southwest Festival, which is currently underway in Austin. But for the moment, he joins us from our bureau in New York City. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I guess I should say welcome back, because I realize that I interviewed you on All Things Considered back in 1998.
I know. I remember vividly, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to yesteryear. You were a 20-something violinist back then, and you were playing your version of old-time jazz, a sort of swingy music. Do we hear any of those influences in this piece of work or your current work?
You'd hear very little of it in a stylistic way, but I think it's more in the spirit. Myself and the people I play with have kind of the spirit of jazz music, in the sense that we're a bit restless and everyone's kind of loose and plays by ear and feel.
Now, one of the things that is fun about your music is that you're an amazing whistler. That's a sort of an old-fashioned thing, I think. We have a little piece of your whistling on a track called Lusitania. It's sort of a lovely kind of loose mood you create there with the whistling. Mm-hmm. Why do you suppose people don't do that much anymore?
I don't know. I do hear it, but it tends to be in a, like, sort of a whimsical, you know, in the tradition of sitting on the dock of the bay, which I think I avoided it at first because I'm used to things being hard. Violin is hard. Whistling is too easy. And then I started using it, and I realized it was more powerful than I thought. When I started playing solo shows, I would fill my lungs with air and hold a note. And by the time my lungs were empty, people would be paying attention.
There are a lot of layers of very high-pitched sounds, musical sounds, in that particular track. You're whistling, but there's also the violin, and there's some sounds that... something that sounds like steel drums to me.
Actually, there's no actual steel drums. There's that's my pizzicato, made to sound.
That's all violin?
Yeah, when I whistle and the same thing that I'm playing with pizzicato, it tends to create those kind of multiphonics that you hear in a steel drum.
Do you remember when you learned to whistle?
I seem to remember an exchange with my grandmother, who whistled when I was 5 or 6, and at some point I actually eked out a whistle, and then from that point on I did it incessantly. Like, I would even chew my food to music. So it's, if you spent a day with me, it would probably drive you nuts.
So, Dance Caribe, your violin is making a noise that totally fooled me. I really did think it was steel drums.
Yeah.
So how does all this come together? Do you work on a sort of a general theme with the music, or do you have a write a whole bunch of songs and then try to decide which are the best ones or which ones will go together? How do you do it?
I just take what comes to the surface. I'm working on music every waking moment. The first splurge of creative activity gets maybe 80% of the song there, and the last is 20% is hard labor. And, these songs have been coalescing over the course of 5 or 6 years, I'd say.
Tell me about the tune Near Death Experience. There are some amazing lyrics in there. One piece of it is, "So you dare the plane to crash, redeem the miles for cash, when it starts to dive and will dance like cancer survivors, like you're grateful simply to be alive."
Yeah. this started, I was at a dance party in Chicago, and no one was dancing yet. And, there's someone's always got to break the ice. And it wasn't me. It was a woman who was in this, like, very tight tie-dye dress, and she was older than most everyone else in the room, and she was just going for it. And I felt a little guilty but the first thing that crossed my mind is, like, man, she's dancing like she just survived cancer. And that was a long time ago that occurred to me, and then it came up in this song. I didn't find a way to work this into the song, but I imagine, like, if you could take a pill that kind of makes you feel like you're going close to death. The point is, what if you could take this pill that would make you appreciate every waking moment as if you had just survived a near-death experience? And that's what I'm kind of puzzling through in this song.
So you do.
Though that you'd be talking about crashing a plane, surviving cancer,
right?
Sort of dancing around at the same time.
I've been playing with that from before I started making records, like the lightness and dark. I think that dark on dark is kind of boring, but the juxtaposition that's what we call melancholy. That's the basis of most music, really. Then I realize I become self-conscious about how dark my lyrics are getting sometimes, and I stop myself in the middle of the song in the lyrics and be like, okay, come on, we need a joke here, and a little levity.
Andrew Bird, his new CD is called Break It Yourself. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Watch Andrew Bird perform live from South by Southwest this Wednesday night at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.